San Francisco will soon be getting another addition to its waterfront near Oracle Park, the home of the Giants. Starting this winter, construction is set to begin on a new 5-acre waterfront park in the Giants parking lot south of McCovey Cove along 3rd Street. We're going to talk more about the park and what it's going to look like. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with John King, San Francisco Chronicle urban design critic, who wrote about it for today's paper. Tell us more about the park.
Okay, Patty, and good to talk with you and Doug again. The Golden State Warriors kind of mastered the art of the slow reveal, where you talk about big projects one piece at a time, and the Giants are kind of taking from that playbook. What they are doing is announcing that they are building a 5-acre park along the waterfront. There's a small strip of green there now and a small ballpark, but they're talking about 5 acres that will combine everything from kayak launches to a grassy amphitheater to a cafe to hills to sun on and tidal pools to wade in.
So this plan has gone through a lot of evolution over the years since they first came up with the idea. I know they were originally imagining sort of a central square, like a town green for the new Mission Bay neighborhood. Is it still going to be that?
Yes, that's kind of the second stage. So essentially, there's the plans kind of being revealed this week that are in the Chronicle online right now and in today's paper. But then beyond that, the team will be releasing details on the first 4 buildings in a few weeks, and they will be the first phase of a 2- or 3-phase project that will indeed provide a town square to the Mission Bay building, to the Mission Bay neighborhood alongside it, but then also a big waterfront park that they want to have as a neighborhood park and a regional destination a la Chrissy Field.
Are you impressed?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much still to see. You know, basically what I've seen so far are the park images and kind of the site plan. The basic approach is a real smart one, and the landscape architect they've selected, Kate Orff from a New York firm, Scape, she's extremely good, very much on the rise. She was a MacArthur Fellow a few years ago, and she's really trying to do what she's talking about, a constructed ecosystem. I mean, this is all former bay fill, which gets to the issue of sea level rise, but it's all former bay fill. Rather than try and pretend, oh, we're just restoring what was there all along, it's let's create something new that fits into everybody's way of life in today's city.
All right. Thanks so much, John. We'd love to talk about it more. We're out of time. John King, San Francisco Chronicle urban design critic. Always a pleasure to talk with John.